Hello and welcome to episode 29 of Tibble Nibbles. So yesterday on Friday the 19th of May, I went to the soft relaunch of Bulls Brothers in Mayfair. So we had a table for six people at 7 o'clock. When I got there, it was incredibly busy. They were doing 50% off food and drink. So the whole of the front of the restaurant was basically packed with people, and there were lots of people outside as well. We got there, a couple of my friends were already there, so we had the option of sitting in a booth, which was a little dark, but very nice. But in the end, we decided to sit on a big round table, which I thought was a bit better for us, you know, to enable us to get in and out. Having said that, it was incredibly noisy in the place. Bear in mind that this is much more of a bar that does food, really, rather than a sit-down restaurant where you'll go and have a meal. There were a couple of menus available. There was the standard dinner menu, and then there was the bar snacks menu. And also, there was a fairly decent selection of cocktails, including a whole page of gin cocktails. And there was also a wine menu as well, which I was quite disappointed with, particularly the wine by the glass, considering it should be quite a nice wine bar. I think there should be some interesting wines on the list, but there was really nothing there that stood out as being a little bit unusual or, you know, a little bit interesting that made you go, oh, I might try that. It was very much, you know, here's your two white Burgundies, here's your red Burgundy, here's your Bordeaux, here's, you know, something from the New World, here's something from Italy, here's your New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. I was quite surprised at the wine menu. The sparkling was a little bit better. I was encouraged to see that they had some English sparkling, though I thought it would be nice if they could have that available by the glass. They had Chapel Down Brut, which is very nice. They had Prosecco, which I didn't think was a very good version of it. It's not one that I particularly like. They had three champagnes by the glass, which was really good. I had the Perrier Jouet Grand Brew, which was £10.50 a glass, so I paid £5.25 because it was 50% off food and drink. So I was pretty happy with that. In terms of drinking, I went a little bit overboard this time because I had a cocktail and a glass of champagne. The champagne I've talked about, that was good. I thought it was served at a nice temperature, and it's Perrier Jouet, so you can't really go wrong with that. On the cocktails, I had a Corpse Reviver number 2, which I was really pleased to see on the cocktail menu. It's one that I've had in quite a lot of places, and this one I thought was okay. I thought it could have been quite a bit stronger. Normally, the Corpse Reviver's got a bit of a kick to it, and this really didn't. And it was, you know, relatively cheap. It was £9. I think had I paid £9, I'd have been a bit disappointed by the strength of it. So I don't know whether, because it was half price, they were being a little bit sparing on the alcohol, or whether that's how it is all the time. If that's how it is all the time, I'd probably advise you to stick to something else. In terms of the food, there was quite a wide range of what people had. As I said, they have two menus, a bar food menu, which is split into platters and grazing. So that looked nice. And then the grazing menu's got sort of relatively standard olives, chips, kale crisps, and then sausages, sausage rolls, chorizo, scotch eggs, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So I thought about having something off there, but I decided I'd go for the fairly standard starters, mains, and desserts. What I wound up having from the starters, it kind of came down to duck liver and foie gras pate, or the panko crumbed soft boiled egg and asparagus. And in the end, I broke down and had the pate. I haven't had pate for ages. So that came with chutney and toasts. And that was normally £8.50, so £4.25 for me. And that arrived. We got a really quite generous portion of the pate, and you got four halves of toast. And this was relatively plain brown toast, which I think is fine, actually. It worked really well with the pate, so you didn't have lots of seeds and nuts and other weirdness getting in the way of the pate. The one thing I thought would have been really nice were if the toast was toasted a little bit more. It was just kind of shown the toaster, given a couple of stripes, and then put on the plate. So the ones on the top were not crispy, probably just about describable as toast, but the ones on the bottom, by the time you got to them, were fairly soft and were much more, you know, just like normal bread. The taste was nice, but I think the toast could be doing with being a bit more toasty. Some other people did order the soft-boiled egg and asparagus, and that did look really nice. That came with a mustard sauce, which was okay, but I think people would have preferred it with the more traditional hollandaise. And then one of my friends went a little bit off-piste and had the homemade scotch egg from the bar food menu. This looked absolutely fantastic. It was definitely a properly hard-boiled egg rather than sort of the soft the softer boiled eggs that seem to be the fashion for Scotch eggs at the moment. They definitely put something else in the sausage meat, she said. It was quite a lot more intense than the normal sausage, which she really liked. So that went down really well. And then the main course, there were quite a few things that I was thinking about having. The fish and chips did tempt me at £13.50. That was beer battered haddock, thick cut chips, crushed minted peas and tartar sauce. The other thing that I quite liked the look of was ham, egg and chips. I mean, this menu is pretty simple. It's what you would expect really for bar food. But what I actually went for in the end was chicken schnitzel. So a few of us had the chicken schnitzel. Someone had the beef burger, one person had the pork belly, and then someone else wound up having the platter from the bar food menu. So had the Ball's Brother platter, which was thick cut chips with sweet potato chips, mozzarella scraps with curry sauce, mini steak baguettes, Londoner pork sausage rolls with our spiced tomato ketchup, char-grilled sesame seed chicken skewers with sesame dip, scampi with roasted kale, minted pea puree and yuzu flakes. So the service here was pretty quick. The starters arrived in really good time, and then the mains arrived just about the right amount of time after the starters, which was really good after having been to a few places where the service has been a little bit slower. The chicken schnitzel arrived. It's probably a little bit fatter than the schnitzel I'm used to. Normally it's sort of a pretty uniform thin disc. This was certainly fatter in places, but it had been fried a really nice deep golden brown, which you can see on my website if you have a look at the pictures. I thought the taste was really nice. It was really well cooked. It certainly wasn't overcooked. It was still nice and juicy. The chips I was really impressed with. They were fairly fat chips, really crispy on the outside, really lovely and fluffy on the inside. And the rocket was nice as well. I thought it was actually a good counterpoint to the chicken. It added a little bit of extra tanginess and spiciness to it. I was really pleased with the choice that I'd made there. The other thing that someone had was the roasted corn-fed chicken breast with truffled beans, chorizo and butternut squash. And this was very much like a supreme of chicken, so a chicken breast with the first part of the chicken wing as well, and a very, very generous portion there. There was an awful lot of the chorizo and sweet potato underneath, so much so actually that she couldn't quite finish it. And then the platter arrived, and oh my god, it's absolutely enormous. For £25, it's a really good deal. I did get to try some of this because the lady who ordered it realised that she'd probably gone a little bit overboard, bearing in mind it was twice as expensive as a lot of the other things on the menu. You certainly had enough for sort of three people probably to eat it relatively comfortably. I tried the chicken, which was really nice. The sausage rolls were good. The only thing that I didn't really like was the mini steak baguettes. And this had the perennial problem that so many places seem to have, where the baguettes were super pale. They were still pretty much white, as you know, the same colour as they would be almost as when they went in the oven. They just kind of needed a bit of extra time to get them a bit more crispy. But the beef inside was nice and well cooked and still sort of semi-rare in the middle. I didn't get a decent picture of the pork belly, but that did look really good on the plate. And according to the lady that had that, it was super tasty as well. The burger, I must confess, I looked at it and it didn't look great. And it wasn't. It actually looked a little bit sad and disappointing compared to some of the other things that we had. They still had the same chips, which were really nice. And I had the spicy tomato sauce. And the spicy tomato sauce was super nice. But the burger itself was all just a little bit anemic and not very good. Personally, I've pretty much stopped ordering burgers from places unless I either know that it's good from it having been recommended by somebody or it's a specialist burger place. It's often just not worth the risk. The food was really serviceable. It was pretty good value for money actually as well. I mean, my schnitzel was a decent size and it cost £13. So still not cheap, but this is Mayfair, and I think for Mayfair it represented a pretty good deal. So once we'd had a starter and main course and I'd helped my friend out with her platter a little bit, we got onto the desserts, and there wasn't a massive dessert choice. I wish I had a chance to take a picture of the menu, but really it came down to two things. There's a chocolate brownie on there and also macaroons. And so I honestly can't remember what the other things were. So I had the brownie because generally if there's a sticky toffee pudding or a brownie, I'll have it. And it arrived and it was quite nice. It was fudgy rather than cakey. It was probably just about the right portion. The ice cream was pretty nice. Nothing, you know, to really blow me away or make me, you know, sort of swoon with delight, but it was a very serviceable brownie and I'd have it again, which is probably the most telling, though possibly not at full price, which I think it was like £6 or something. And then my friend had the macaroons, which did look very nice. She wolfed them down and seemed to really enjoy them. There was sort of orange ones, I think, and passion fruit and I can't remember what the other ones were. All in all, that was pretty good. Total, it came to £26, including the discount, and only a 10% service charge on this place, which was fairly surprising. Would I go again? I don't think I'd make a special trip, but if I was going with friends after work and they suggested coming here, having a few drinks and grabbing some food, I'd certainly go. And certainly if people were saying, oh, I'm going to go somewhere and, you know, want to have something where I can get something to eat while I have a few drinks, I would suggest this place as well. Just bearing in mind, early in the evening when we were there, we got there about 7 o'clock, just before, it was very noisy. You know, the place was packed and you did have people sort of standing in between the restaurant tables to drink their drinks as they sort of spilled through from the bar area. As long as you're okay with that, that's fine. And then as it got later, the lights got dimmer and the music got louder. So I wouldn't recommend it as somewhere if you want to sit down, you know, have a chat with friends and have dinner. But if you're having a few drinks and sitting down, eating some food and then going on somewhere else, I think it works really very well. I think the things that they can improve, I certainly think they need to work on the wine by the glass, particularly if they're going to be known for being a wine bar. I probably could have, if you'd have given me a piece of paper and said, list all the wines that you think would be here wine by the glass, I'd probably get 95% of them right. And I'm not a massive, you know, I know quite a lot about wine. I have wine qualifications. But all the same, it did strike me as a little bit disappointing that there was nothing there that was surprising or interesting. So hopefully they can put some interesting things on. So there's my review. Somewhere that I would certainly come back to. I think it was good value for money. I thought the service was really good. It got a little bit slow towards the end, just trying to get their attention so that we could get our bill paid and whatnot. But that's relatively normal for a lot of these places. They got pretty much everything right. I think we had one issue where they bought chorizo when we wanted sausages for a colleague of mine. But apart from that, that was pretty much the only error that was made over the course of the evening. So thank you for listening to my review of the relaunch of Paul's Brothers. If you have any comments, queries, or if you've been along and you have anything you'd like to say, please contact me. You can email me tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can go to the website where you can see photos, www.tibblenibbles.com, or you can tweet me @tibblenibbles. And also, if you found this on either Acast or iTunes, please rate and review. And if you saw this on Facebook and followed along and listened, please share to all your friends. Thank you very much for your time, and the next episode will be after I've been to Chicken Liquor down in Brixton.